Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Another beautiful, strange week in Las Vegas. Welcome to the show, new listeners and regulars. Thanks for being with us, hosting tonight. See some smiling faces. The one, the only, JJ Nunn. How you doing?
Oh, feeling fantastic. A little strange, but...
Strange.
Just strange week.
Strange
a
week.
A little.
And fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know. A strange week.
It has been a strange
so far.
Week.
I don't know what's strange about it.
The weather's strange.
And we had rain, man. That's rare the whole day.
We get a few inches of back east. They're getting, 24 inches.
Yeah, South Carolina,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ay, ay, ay.
So for
yeah,
everybody
I hope
back
they
here.
Make it all through.
Absolutely.
Really? Totally unexpected.
And you wonder
I remember that. Living on Long Island, man. I remember that crap. Boats in the streets.
Oh.
Where's that at? Long Island, Nassau County, New York. Clarify that right now.
I hope so.
But, they're a mess back there. It's not easy, man. Salt water, houses destroyed. I mean, there's so much that's... The salt water just kills.
We should be seeing a lot of vehicles on sale from back east out here with water damage. So watch out.
Wiped out, And all depends. Yeah, this isn't a flood. Columbia, South Carolina is not a flood area.
Right. No, that's right. It's not. That's odd.
They got a hurricane coming in on top of that. 20 foot above normal tides and the whole coast. And hope my brother's doing okay. He's up in New York. Hope his house is still there. He's right on the beach, Ocean Isle Beach.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You can throw a rock to the water. But I wish him the best. Strange weather all the way around.
Absolutely.
We're going to be back up in the 90s in a couple days again. Another Indian summer. All there is to it. But it's all good. And it's another Tuesday night.
That's even better.
And
right?
I ain't got no money.
It's not race season. What do you mean?
I still don't
season.
Have any money.
You should have money in your pocket.
No.
After race season.
No.
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 No. It doesn't work like that.
No. I went shopping on Sunday. I'm broke.
Hopefully you want to shop into the car parts store.
Is that the priority, Gary?
It's
car parts first and then everything else second.
Oh, yeah.
Except when it comes to shrimp and fish and steaks and all that good stuff. I'm broke.
I was doing some work in the Albertsons, and they had a big thing of shrimp in them. These shrimp were huge. Is it like shrimp season or something?
60-20s. That's what they're called.
Oh, is
60
that what
to
is?
20. The large ones are 60-20s. And you get 16 to 20 shrimp a pound.
Wow.
That's what those mean. That's what that means out there. People don't know. 20 to 24, a little smaller. 20 to 24 a pound.
You are a fisherman. A fishery education. Do you have a fishery education?
Yes, I do. Born and raised in the water in Nassau County, Long Island.
Where is that? Where is that at?
Suffolk County.
Suffolk County, there you go.
No, those were potato farmers.
Well, of course, the voice, the other voice, the man always on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
What do you think of the week? Is it strange? I mean,
we're 2 days into
week.
It, yes.
Well, it depends on when you start your week.
Well, normal people start it on Monday.
See, I try not to start on Monday. That's always the worst day.
I came
in the middle of my week.
Came here tonight. He didn't have four words to say to me. He's It's
a good day.
No, that's the other one.
It's a good day for you. Then.
He's into the withdrawal.
The no racing.
I after so many years with him, 10 years with him, I can tell him when the withdrawal starts taking effect.
Well, because his started early on. He didn't get to drive his own car the very last race, so I feel for you, Gary.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Welcome to racing.
How's your pocketbook? It's
empty.
Pretty empty, too.
It's going to get emptier.
It's about to get emptier, yes.
But we're eating good.
That's right.
Go get the shrimp. They're big and fat.
They're gone, man.
Long gone.
They're gone.
Dang.
Hey, don't forget about Junior here.
Who? Oh, the fly on the wall.
Junior.
Justin Griffin.
No, not the fly on the wall. The bug.
The bug
on the wall.
The bug running around.
Uh-huh.
Junior, Justin, how you doing?
Great.
When does your week start?
Monday.
Okay.
Wait, are you saying you're normal?
You started
far from normal.
Tuesday, it's a day late already.
Yeah.
He's a day late.
Far from normal.
Is that what they say, a day late and a dollar short?
Yep. A few dollars short.
A few dollars, okay.
We race. We're all friggin' broke.
sponsors. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, speaking of such.
Please mention sponsors because we usually don't get around to them.
Want to thank
us. We're sorry.
Steve at Nevada Pick Part for all that he's done this year for us. Anthony at Camp Out. Reliable Banner. Mike at Reliable Banner. Thanks again for the barbecue banner. Pick Arts Radiator, Phil and Jim. For all what they do, D&N Equipment, supplying us with a tire-changing machine. Thank you very much. And, of course, Daniel at Best Muffler. And all our fans that supported us this year.
It's Daniel, not...
Daniel.
Danielle?
No,
okay.
Daniel. Danny.
Danny, okay.
Danny. I'm covered. But, yeah, thanks a lot, guys, for all that you did for us this year. Really appreciate it. And hope you get back on board next year with us.
Absolutely. And, of course, you said Pete helped with the barbecue,
yes.
Find some water. So
yes, he did.
Special thanks
to Pete Meyer.
Yeah, it's appreciated.
Aqua Perfect.
Aqua Perfect, yes. Aqua Perfect.
Yep. It could be aqua.
It could be radiator.
Could be radiator.
That's right. Depends on what.
Hey, I'm not giving you a hard time.
There we go.
Hey, where are you from?
Nassau County or Suffolk County. You know, they're all the same.
Oh, man. Hey, did you go to the truck race, Gary?
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Why not? I got me some tickets to the truck race. Compliments of...
Now you know why I didn't go to the truck race.
Oh, you're looking for your tickets? Like, oh, crap.
No.
We had a lot of stuff that we had to take care of.
Got a lot of stuff done.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Yes, absolutely. Always good stuff.
Justin, did you go to the truck race?
No, I did not.
You didn't go either?
No, I did not.
Let me guess. You gave your tickets up to Michael, too, right?
No, I went racing.
Oh,
yeah. My race season's still going.
Excuse me.
Wait a minute.
And did you go to the truck race, Mike?
Yes, I did.
You did?
I did.
And how was it?
It was all right. Super speed. Justin, you okay?
I heard there was a pretty bad one.
There was one of those.
That gentleman ended up in the hospital for a couple of days, huh?
He did. I think with a fractured on the lower back. Injury.
Yeah.
Right. That was a hard hit. It happened really quick. It was coming out of turn four almost, you know, right in the tri-oval. And it was weird. It didn't look like he got into it with his teammate, but it ended up being that way, and he ended up almost head on into the wall from the bottom of the track up.
Oh, with the teammate?
Yes.
Oh,
yep.
not good.
But you know, he got out of the truck and all that, but it was
not good when your teammate hits you.
Well, sometimes teammates run each other up and down, and they weren't really doing much of that, but the 19 was down, and he kind of got into the. It's hard to tell if he came up into the 19 car quarter panel, but it
technically truck.
Slung shot him up.
Just shot him right into the
wall. Yeah, almost, you know, head on. Pretty bad hit. It was bad. So interesting finish, though. It was a good finish.
It was a gas mileage.
Yeah, it was a gas. A couple guys ran out of gas at the end. Matt Crafton was one of them. I think he would have won if he would have had a little more pit strategy going on and ran out of gas. I don't know, maybe eight.
That's one of the young lady out at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway's bull ring. That's her favorite driver. I don't remember her name.
34 plus 2.
Yeah,
I think crazy
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, crazy. That's her favorite driver, yes.
But, yeah, he ran out of gas. And
got your dick.
Freaking cruel. That was Justin saying that, by
that
the way.
That don't matter. She don't listen to the radio show anyway, so it's all right.
But her dad did a good job keeping her off the pole.
That's right.
No, on the pole. Not off the pole, on the pole.
He works his ass off to
keep
her
on
the pole.
That's right. And, you know, that's straight. Speaking of that, she had a great finish in the championship points, fifth place overall, and that's a pretty good finish for championship points. Ending up fifth place with kind of talent
in
the
super late models.
Absolutely.
Most definitely, but, you know, congratulations goes out. And we're talking about driver of the 34 plus 2, Miss Kaylee Barker.
You remembered her name. Gary couldn't get that, huh?
I don't remember that.
She had a great run out there.
Yeah, hard work. They've had some issues throughout the year, but, you know, kind of plowed through them. And
yep, chasing the car a whole year. And
stayed consistent.
Yep, got to give a lot of credit to Ron. And, of course, the financee, Miss Vicky Barker. Yeah.
the boss and president and financial provider, I guess. Hey.
Yep.
Not taking away anyway from Ron.
Good year.
Where do they get their money? Are they sponsoring any of you guys? No.
They got their hands full enough with the Super Late.
I know.
That's for sure. I can tell you that.
Hey, good news. Any one of you can move up into super stocks, a couple of them for sale.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's for sale?
Phil Goodwin's number
35. Oh, that's right. He came out for the last race. Yeah.
And I seen the
23
young
Vargas.
Kid of Vargas's.
Ryan Vargas.
Yes.
And
that's a
winner. That's a two-win car.
Yeah. Justin?
Yeah.
Huh? Super stock?
No, thanks. No, thanks. Been there, done
Come
that.
On. Well,
you didn't do it with the right people.
Does he ever?
That's the problem there.
Does he ever?
Yep. Yeah, Ryan Vargas, he had a good run, finished up third, and Jason Kaiser with back-to-back championships.
You guys had a pretty decent finish overall, I guess, for considering most of you in the top 10, except for one person.
No name. No names needed there.
Gary, which it's one of those seasons. I know you don't want to talk about it, but it's a necessary evil sometimes that you got to talk about.
I look at it like this. We haven't been there in 7 years.
Right.
The failures that we had with 65 were totally unforeseeable. If we had X-ray eyes, if all drivers and mechanics had X-ray eyes to see inside a transmission and see inside a motor to fail, yeah, nobody would have any DNSs.
Right, and of course these are not due to any kind of maintenance issues or anything. If you if you rewind on the dirt when you guys are racing, you had a fail-safe car, and other of your cars had issues throughout the seasons and so on, and it
you
just
know,
happens to be the
so,
flip-flop.
I mean, 6 years, and we haven't had the failures that we had with the 65. You know, this wasn't a case. It was a case of parts failure. Okay.
That's because of the big circle on the car.
You know.
There's a circle on
it. On with the show, pal.
It's not a circle. It's an oval, by
the way.
The
oval. The blue oval. It's
wrong again of being wrong. You know, I mean, you had simple parts failure. Jimmy Johnson was eliminated from the chase.
You're the new Jimmy Johnson of bombers, by the way.
Because of a cheap part, an axle seal.
Right.
okay, they put a new axle in and he came back out 24 laps down. You know, he was eliminated, okay? Six-time champion. And he's eliminated from the chase. His mechanics, they put rear end in and out all the time.
Yeah.
And a simple part, failure, you know. You can't prevent that. You don't know when a ring on a cylinder is going to disintegrate. You don't know when a bearing is going to get spun. Okay? You know, things like that. You don't know when a fuel pump is going to fail, or a water pump for that, or a battery cable come off. All right? You know, not that all those things happen, but that's part of racing. You know, it's unfortunate. I mean, Gary set a goal for us to all finish in the top 10. All right? I personally think, even though Gary didn't finish 10th and finished 11th, 16 points out of 10, I still think we accomplished a lot more than what I had expectations for coming back to the Bullring after 7 years. I don't know how Gary feels about that, but I think...
Well, he happens to be standing right here. We're going to ask him, what do you think about that, Gary? Well, what's your take?
I'll take 3 out of 4 cars in the top 10.
You know, you're talking about...
Out of 45 drivers
exactly.
In any day of the week.
Well, exactly, and 20 consistent drivers. You know, that's a pretty good, you know, finish for a team.
Yeah.
For a whole team. Considering, you know, the issues that you've had with the 65.
Lots of ups and downs with the 65, so...
A lot of man hours in these vehicles.
Yes.
And of course, we're talking about the Bomber division, which is, you know, one of the most competitive out there, not to exclude any other divisions out there, but, you know, these are street stocks. These are cars you're running out there and pushing them to the limits with stock parts for the most part. Most guys.
Yes. Most guys.
You know, whether they're 3,400 pounds or 3,600 pounds or whatever, how many pounds they're, you know, so you're really pushing these cars a lot harder than some of these other race divisions that have parts that are made for racing or higher performance,
right.
You know. So you're really putting these cars under a lot of stress. So, and to keep them going, you know, it's a big deal.
We don't have 2-3 motors sitting on shelves waiting to go in. Okay? We don't have 2-3 transmissions just waiting to drop in.
Right.
Okay.
And that's a good point, because when one does break down, you're, depending on when the next race is, you're busting your butt to try to make it out to that next race. On top of having a day job, you know, coming
taking
home.
Taking care of the other cars on the team.
Exactly.
Sure
and on top of it, you got multiple cars on the team to make sure they're going to make it out on a regular basis on top of fixing your own car. But, yeah, that's tough.
You know, absolutely. I got to thank Gary for giving me one of the most consistent cars ever, okay, for the number of years I've been with him. I mean, we did the maintenance on a regular basis. We had a few dents to pull out, but constant maintenance. Gary, JJ, what do you need? What do you need? What's the car doing? What do you need? What do you need? And staying after it, you know, no DNSs, no DNFs. I don't think Gary should feel bad at all about, you know, where we finished up. You know, unfortunately he didn't make it, but I wouldn't be there without him. Justin wouldn't have been there without him.
Right.
Arlie even had failures. He wouldn't have been there without Gary.
To put it out there also, you know, as team members, you guys put it out there to give Gary a chance to hop in one of your rides when it came down to some points, close points. But he gave up that to make sure you guys as a team, the rest of you guys, were able to make that top 10, you know, and he opted to stay out. And, you know, obviously that's a choice as a team owner, you know, that is up to him to make. But luckily, because of that, all you guys were able to get in the top 10. So... congratulations to you guys. Jay?
Gary just missed the top 10 by 16 points.
I know.
That's eight positions on the track.
That's pretty damn close.
You
exactly.
know. You take one of those DNFs away that Gary had that finished 15th, and he's there. You know, he's in the top 10. 8 positions, that's all it was on the track this year. That's it, over 12 races. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of guys know it's tough enough with just one car to take care of, let alone multiple cars. So, you know.
Well,
good finish.
An excellent finish, but I just got to put it behind us and look forward to next year.
You're not allowed to go to the banquet.
No, I'm not.
Top 10.
No, I'm not.
You were friggin' cruel, man. I just threw this at him.
I'm not invited to the banquet.
I'm just playing, hey. I think they have, like, top 20, so you're lucky.
Way to get out of that one.
I don't think so.
And you're right.
You talk about him.
And you're right. The banquet's coming up December 5th.
Is that already set in stone? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
It is. Are they typically...
According to the race schedule, the 2015 race schedule I'm looking at, it's already set for Saturday, December 5th.
Hey, Justin, where have they been having that at?
Samstown.
At Samstown again? Because they've had it for several years
Samstown
now.
Live, is that?
Yeah, Samstown Live.
Yes. And that's been multiple years now that they've had that at that location.
And again, 45 drivers, 3 of our cars are in the top 10. As Jay said, I'm just out of it by 12 or 13,
points,
16
points,
whatever it is, yes.
13,
I'm not there.
I'm
so
sorry, 13 points.
Yes. So, and I will just take it as a lesson learned and just look on to next year.
Well,
so.
I mean, I don't know what the lesson is. Things break and you fix it and you go race. You know, so you just keep doing that.
I would rather push my Ford around the racetrack than to even sit in a Chevy.
I'm trying to get rid of my Ford just so I can get a Chevy. What are you talking about? Now, hey, you know, it's one of those things. Of course, if you have race woes from this past year and you want to talk about it and you know what changes you want to make for next year, you can give us a call.
Yeah, give us a call, 702-685-8116. That's 702-685-8116.
There you go.
It's a local call.
Always.
Yep.
Justin, what do you want to add? Anything? You're just over there texting and... Texting and
Facebooking.
I'm sorry. I don't do that. I'm not a Facebooker.
Neither am I. What's that?
JJ's a MySpacer.
Hey, MySpace is coming back, man.
Still hoping, though.
Yep. Oh, I know it. Once they start charging for Facebook, okay. MySpace is coming back. MySpace is coming back.
Well, you try to spread a rumor MySpace does come back?
And I know, well, there's two accounts right now that are open, and they're mine because I can talk to each other. I can talk to myself. I can instant talk to myself.
You got the nice JJ and the mean JJ talking back and forth.
There ain't no nice.
There's no nice JJ. Wait a minute, that's Justin.
Gary knows there's two voices in there. He's heard two voices out of my head, that's for sure.
That's scary.
Yeah, that is pretty scary.
It's the truth. That's what the lady in the doctor's office that had the couch for me, that's what she said.
They still invite you back every week, huh?
Uh-huh. No,
they have to get paid.
I'm down to once a month.
Oh, okay.
What's the job security having JJ around?
It's little white pills.
Hey, this going back to the boring... This was a successful year for us. We did not have security.
Even in that Chevy. Oh.
We did not have security this year. So that's a good thing. We had barbecues.
We did have security once. But that was protecting someone else.
Oh, I mustn't have been there. I must have been in the shed for that. I was in the tech barn.
Or the crapper that they didn't get took away from you and bought back.
That was when a certain orange car ended up hitting a wall, and they had me over there making sure I didn't do nothing. So that was the only security.
Well, not my fault.
Hey,
you guys, aw, man. When the cop car just drove down the road, Jay just said, oh, crap.
Heck, where we finished in points. It was a banner year for me out there.
They just, from 7 years ago, I heard they just took my picture down from the security office.
Yeah, he's allowed back.
Wanted.
So you guys think you're going to be ready for the 24th, which is the open comp coming up. That's 24th, right, Gary?
Yep, 23rd and 24th.
23rd and 24th.
And 24th.
Yep.
So.
22nd breakout rule for the Bombers.
I know. You know, I like that. I like the breakout rule.
Friday night, they have all qualifying for the Super Lates and Super Stocks and a couple features going on for the other divisions they got out there. So,
the 22nd breakout rule can get boring at times, but that's only when everybody wants to break check each other.
That's what makes it fun on the stand, in the fan side.
That's what I heard. There's a few people, you know, that disagree. I don't know, spoke to a couple of the other drivers. They're, you know, it's not racing. It's everybody's piled up, you know. Then I hear the positive side from the fan side, how exciting it is. It looks like Talladega racing. Everybody's got restrictor plates on, you know. Jury's out. Half a dozen one, half the other. I know the guys that are, you know, ran up front this year, they probably don't care for it, stacking up and, you know, holding back.
But they're
still
the same ones winning, too.
Holding back. And, you know, the guys in the back are actually, you know, in the middle. And it's, I don't know, that's the way we used to run in 01, 02, and 03.
I think it should be a full inversion, 20-second breakout rule.
Just put JJ up front.
And, you set the pole, your pace, put you on the pole.
I haven't gotten it through to LBMF.
Not 21
seconds. Not a 21
second
breakout.
Not a 21.
I will say our buddy Arlie loved that 20-second breakout roll. He was having fun on the outside.
You know, it was exciting. I'd never seen as close a group, you know, in any division except for when that happens for the 20-second breakout roll. So, but, hey, some people like it, some people don't.
It was I was fourth row back. There was, after 10 laps, the leaders, I was four car lengths away from, not getting lapped, you know.
They had to slow down a little bit for them to catch back up. But,
so how many do they have this year? Three?
Yeah. This will be the last one.
The last one out of three. They have three total this year?
Three total,
So you get a chance three times a year to be up front, JJ. Okay.
Why are you looking at me like that, Wyatt?
Mike's in one of his moods that he's just bashing everybody right now.
No, he's the one that brought up. He's got the 3,600-pound car.
38.
Oh, I'm sorry. I gave him a 200-pound lenience. You know, and you admit it's not a first-place car. I mean, everybody knows that. But it's a chance three times a year where, you know, mid-pack or anywhere in the pack, guys can run up front.
But it is an eighth-place car.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. It is a proven eighth-place car as of today, you know, whenever the rules came out.
First race of the year, he finished eighth.
Points came out, I mean.
Yep. And it's the highest-finishing Ford this year.
Oh, I didn't know that. Huh? Some little facts, fun facts.
Fun facts of the day.
Damn, it's cool. I like that. You don't. What do you think? You don't like that, Justin?
I like it.
Second?
I mean, it got. I wish.
I mean, you said it got boring, but
it because one of the laps we ran a 22-second lap, and that got boring because we all know we could have ran faster than that. So, I mean,
well, yeah, but did you know you're running 22 seconds till after the race? I mean, you were in the pack.
Dan
and you didn't know.
Dan Fitzgerald at one point told us, you guys can speed it up a little bit. So, I mean,
we ran a 22-second lap.
And Joe's rolling ass. JJ, what do you mean speed it up? I've got it floored.
I need a full-blown all-out
I haven't even touched my brakes.
Yeah. All right. What do you mean 22 seconds?
He liked the bandolos. Never will.
Just go. Take that bottom line and go. Get his clutch going fast enough. No, I mean, on the other side, on the spectator side, obviously.
Terry McConnell posted that video, and it looked a lot more interesting from the outside. The only thing I seen from mine was the front bumper of the car in front of me. And then you look in the mirror.
You saw
and
the
see
front bumper?
You
have
one
of the car in front of you?
Sorry, the rear bumper.
They do have. They do give you the option if you don't want to race.
He has driven backwards, so you know you got to give him that.
They do have the option if you don't want to race, you don't have to show up and pay the money to go
but
race.
But I want
to
race.
But even knowing it's a 20-second rule, you paid your money to go race, right?
Exactly.
See, so
we
I don't hear any complaining.
If we were running 22 seconds, I should have been the friggin' out front. I'm still on this 22-second lap we ran. I'd like to know what lap that was, because I wasn't there leading it.
That's for damn sure.
That's funny. Well, you're almost up there, huh? You're behind.
You were there.
I was in the pack.
You were there.
I jumped into the middle, and then it was for about a half a lap. I jumped into the middle lane in the last row, and I was like, holy shit, these guys are all over the place. I dropped right back behind Justin. I got up alongside of him and then went back. I'm better off back here.
Well, no, it's exciting because it's three wide. I mean, even coming across
three
the
wide,
start, finish
three
line.
Wide,
four three
deep.
Wide, yeah, four
and,
deep, exactly.
And maybe it's our team to make it four wide with Arlie jumped out there.
Yep,
first,
and you were behind him, I think.
Then I jumped out there.
You were there, too.
Arlie's not scared.
Yeah, and Arlie is doing much better, very good. Arlie Daniels, who races the blue number 10 bomber, he's doing much better after missing the last race. So,
is he going to try to make the next race coming up on 24?
I don't know. Yeah. It's still out. So we still got a couple weeks.
Still up in the air. Gary, you look so depressed.
Speaking of the Fall Classic, again, we want to thank Tim Richter for the free tickets for he gave us
promotional to give out with the t-shirts that we handed out.
We threw some t-shirts out in the stands and had some free tickets to both nights, Friday and Saturday.
As long as Justin didn't take them out of the t-shirts, somebody got some, right?
I did it right before.
That I can't. He was at the other end.
Right before I bounced off the lady's head and made sure I pulled the tickets out.
Throwing these shirts at little old ladies and hitting them in the head.
Winding up and then like really pitching
things.
The t-shirts, not even tossing them.
I mean the leg lift.
Yep, everything. 90 miles. Ay, ay, ay.
I do want to mention a few things before we go too far.
Okay.
Last Saturday in Mojave, when Silly ended up winning the race, she locked up the Arizona Outlaw Championship for the dwarf cars. So I wanted to congratulate her on that. And
you said you went racing this past Saturday. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
You were down in Mojave?
We went down to Mojave. We had 13 dwarf cars show up. I was very proud of myself. I finished second and only my fourth time in the car. So, unfortunately, Kane Williams and Silly got into it on the last lap. So, I was sitting third, and Kane got a little aggressive and spun himself out. So, I'll take the second. It was by default, but I'll take the second.
You didn't get into anybody and cause them to...
No,
okay.
I was just sitting back letting them go at it.
We'll wait for the video. Uh-huh. No, I'm just kidding.
Uh-huh.
I'm just joking.
I want to see a video on that finish.
Well, cool. The second place finish is good.
Now all she's got to do is start Saturday in Prump, and she locks up the SNDCA, which is a Nevada championship. So
that's two championships. Is that first time for her to lock up two championships, possibly?
I'm not sure. In the same year. I know she has six already, so this will be number eight for her. So
that's pretty cool. When's the next Mojave race, do you know?
They're talking about starting back up in January. We're done out there for the year.
Oh, okay, so their series is done.
I know Mojave does have one more race, but the dwarf cars won't be there.
Okay. Because that's going to finish up the Mojave season, because they're off during the summer, and then they have a couple races, and then they're off for... till whenever.
That is one track I do want to try the bombers on, though. That track is very fun.
I don't think they race bombers on that track. They have street stocks, but I don't think they race bombers.
No,
they don't have
a bomber. It was about 4 years ago they had started up a hobby stock class.
Okay.
Bomber hobby stock. We were invited out there. We didn't get out there. And that class went away. They only managed to build the class to four cars. And that went to the wayside.
Any chances of back on dirt for you guys in the off season here, or any talk about it maybe?
It's racing anywhere is a possibility. I mean, there was,
I mean, because before...
There was 8 years ago where we were talking about hauling out to Texas.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Before the boring,
you know,
this year, you guys actually talked about traveling and doing some...
We did, but unfortunate events with breakage. Okay.
That's one less car to have to pay for when you go traveling.
Failures. just came up as a number of reasons. You know, we weren't getting out of state.
Right.
So, you know, we stayed here. That's all. We didn't get out of state. So, it's all good.
Winter series coming up at Havasu. Come on. I mean, they actually already started.
They started on the 3rd, I believe.
Right.
Yes.
So, factory stocks, I know you guys have dabbled down there and had some issues with local drivers down there, but it wasn't the first time you guys been down there racing.
No, not at all.
Hopefully not the last.
We've traveled down there several times, you know, in the past and ran some demolition derbies down there. They haven't had any in a while, but that's okay, you know. So...
Gary just looks so depressed. I don't know.
Withdrawal.
He's like, I don't know. He's just not here.
He's not Gary today.
You know, but not to go backwards, 10/23 is the Fall Classic qualifying night, practice qualifying heat races for the NASCAR Super Late Models, and Super Stocks qualifying heat race and feature races for USAC HPD Midgets Series and California Mini Cups. On 10/24 Saturday, it's the Open Comp, Last Chance Races, Feature Race for NASCAR Super Late Models, and NASCAR Super Stocks. Qualifying Heat Races and Features for the USAC HPD Midgets and California Mini Cups. Practice Qualifying and Feature Races for the Bandoleros. Practice Heat Races and Feature for the NASCAR Bombers Breakout Race. So that's coming up 23rd and 24th of October.
Do you know what the mini cup cars are?
The mini cup? They're little mini cup NASCAR cars.
Yeah.
They're almost
like a bandolero. But
yeah,
they
I was going to say, they kind of look like a bandolero, but they're a little longer, I believe.
A little bigger.
Right. They look like they got a super late model.
A little
body,
longer,
but
a little,
tiny.
Little faster. But
and a lot of adults.
I was going to say an older guy.
Older
guy.
Yeah. And they get going pretty quick, too. So again,
well, nothing against you, Jay.
Hey, screw the both of you.
Don't look what you... What are you looking at me for? He said hold her and look at you, and you looked at me and said, screw you. How did that work?
Go ahead, give me one of those cars. Let's see where I finish. Give me a nine-year-old race car. Let me see where I finish with one of them run that season. That's all.
No, them kind of look like a bandolero, but the NASCAR-style car.
NASCAR-style body on
body, yeah, there you go.
I've become... grandpa of that division, too, the way I'm the grandpa out at the Bombers, man. I may be the oldest and the slowest, but what can I tell you? Slow and steady wins a race sometimes.
On and off the track, the slowest.
The tortoise and the hare.
What'd you say, Junior?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Hey, this show is archived. We can go back and hear what he said.
Yeah, I didn't hear what he said.
You probably don't want to hear what he said.
Making fun of me, I can't hear. He speaks slow.
Yeah.
I know something to get Gary out of the dumps. Hockey starts tomorrow.
That's right.
Really?
The Kings play. Yes, sir.
How does that work? I mean,
yes,
so it's the official start of NHL hockey season?
Yes.
Yep, NHL hockey season. Hey, I got a good question.
Uh-oh.
How'd the Giants and Jets make out this weekend?
Oh,
fight
man.
Me,
Andy.
Fight me.
The Giants tore up the Buffalo Bills.
Yes, that's what I heard.
And the Jets destroyed the Miami Dolphins. So
I was told later on Sunday evening that they didn't even show up to play. And we're talking about
Buffalo?
The Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Yes, they didn't even show up to play.
Well, you got the Giants
on with the show. On with the show.
You got the Giants and Jets that are real New York teams, and then you have that other Buffalo team.
Excuse me, where do those Jets and Giants play? Because it sure the hell ain't New York.
A very nice stadium in New Jersey.
Exactly. The New Jersey Midgets and the New Jersey Paper Airplanes.
Oh, aren't they angry? The Buffalo and Miami lost.
Buffalo.
Oh,
you're mean.
What are you going to do? What a shame.
And, yes, Justin's right. NHL starts tomorrow. For once, he's right.
How'd you Kings finish last year for you?
Wah, wah, wah.
I mean, who won? I mean, I don't know anything about NHL, so I can't comment. But any of your teams make it, win?
No, nothing? Islanders didn't make it.
My Buffalo Sabres made it to last place, and that was it.
There you go.
And he's talking about the Kings.
Once again, you got two New York teams, New York Rangers, okay, and the New York Islanders, all right? And then there's the Buffalo Sabres.
Hey, mother, okay. You remember who's talking crap next time you see him?
Okay.
Them are the Buffalo Sabres.
Sabres.
Hey, speaking of NHL, what do you think? Team coming to Vegas or not? I mean, is it close?
Maybe.
What's the word?
The stadium looks beautiful.
Have you seen that stadium?
Yeah.
Oh, is that beautiful.
Is that the hockey stadium or one of the areas they're talking about?
Go over there. It's built.
And
it's there.
And
not just for hockey though. I think it's an arena.
It's an arena.
Right.
It's being built as a hockey arena. Yes.
But it's going to be.
It doesn't say you can't cover it up with
right.
And yeah, whatever
it something.
Or turn it into motocross or.
Right. Well, the Staples Center is for the Kings and the Clippers and the Lakers, so it's all the same floor.
So if they get a team here, you dumping the Kings and out a new Vegas.
Hell, come on.
See, that's what they need is a local support. That's why they don't have a local team.
Oh, we support. Hey, we went to a lot of Wrangler games, man.
Yes, lots of Wrangler.
You've got to understand is they can't
the
support
Thunder.
Wranglers and the Thunder, but
yes.
They're pushing for a National Hockey League team.
How's that
going to work?
Hopefully the promotions will be better.
You know, it was fun going to the Wranglers games and watching everybody come in with NHL jerseys of where they're from and who they root for.
See, that's the problem,
you know,
I think, with not having a local team. Just like you have the Kings, you have your New York team and Buffalo.
But there's major chance these teams are going to be playing in the arena, in this arena up against our NHL team.
Right.
You
so
know?
It'll be a chance for you to see the Kings and your local team or something like that. But I don't know. I don't know if it's a good idea.
They got the ticket sales.
I'm
so
not a
see
hockey
what,
fan.
We'll
so.
See what happens. Basic season tickets, okay, $3,000, one, for season tickets.
Damn.
Okay. And Gary and I discussed it, you know. We'll wait and see. I mean, there's a lot of people out there waiting to see, but
that's
they got
3,000 towards racing or 3,000 towards season tickets?
Oh, I got on wheels to sponsor me racing, so we can
wait a minute. So. Speaking of on wheels, this weekend's Midnight Mayhem, the 9th, and well, it says the 9th and the 10th, so it must be when it goes into midnight or something like that. That's when it turns into the 10th, but Friday night. You guys ever go to the Midnight Mayhem out here at all this past year?
No. I have went out several other times
before. I've been twice.
I've had my
vet
out there. I've had my S10 out there.
I like to see you out there.
I haven't taken my work bus out there yet, but
I'd like
that's
to see the dually out there.
Oh yeah,
I want to
yeah. They have
that.
Dualies. They have everything. You can
actually,
run
yeah, they have
as
have
long as it's registered and insured, and you can show a driver's license. You can run it. Just about anything and everything goes down that drag strip on Midnight Mayhem. So
Gary,
it's fun.
I'm sorry, he still looked depressed. He's like, that's not circle track racing. That's straight drag racing.
You know why they call that drag racing, right?
Why?
Because it's a drag to stand there and watch them.
Yeah, actually, I like watching drag racing. Big boys are coming into town, too, coming up.
Yep.
Yes,
they are. There's a lot of action going on.
Ain't that coming the last weekend in
October?
29th
of October, yep.
That's right. It's a lot of fun
racing
still.
NHRA coming into town.
Of course, if you want to keep up to date on the latest, you can go to the BomberNation.com website where all is reported and up to date. Circle track, drag racing, whatever it is. You can always click on the message boards and see what Justin's saying about you because he's probably talking smack. When he's not Facebooking, he's talking crap
about
you.
Let's thank Glenn for keeping that up. And boy, has he been keeping it up to date.
And you don't you don't even talk to the guy.
Glenn's great. The man behind the scenes. Give him a ton of credit out there, Glenn Brown. Thank you very much for all that you do. Appreciate it. Yeah, Toyota Nationals, October 29th and November 1st. So, like every year, A couple championships could be clinched out here.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Red
Bull. John Forrest, Tony Schumacher, Toyota Nationals. Enjoy it. Baptism by Nitro. If you've never been out there and stood behind one of these dragsters when they fired up, that's a baptism by Nitro, man.
Exactly. You will be excited. Your eyes will flutter when they pass you by. That's a lot of fun. I love watching them, the big boys, when they come into town. Of course, Red Bull air racing at LVMS. Yeah, you haven't seen that, but
no,
saw the pillars.
It was the first time, whatchamacallit, last year. This will be the second year.
Right.
They'll be racing out here.
I mean, that
and
sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah. You know, these guys are flying fast, and these little planes left, right, wing up, left, right, going through these pylons. I've seen it on TV.
And
pretty awesome.
And we think it's hard. We got four wheels on the ground. These guys are flying, making these things look like they're on wheels.
I'll pass on that. That's something that, you know, I'm old school. I'm a believer of, if I was meant to fly, I'd have wings. So, you know, and just to educate everybody how I feel about that, okay, when they go purchase airline tickets, you're not paying the airline to fly. You're paying the airline to land your ass.
Yep, safely.
Okay, that's what you're paying for.
And anything can happen in the air. Look what just happened recently with the flight from Arizona. The pilot was dead.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't hear about that one.
I don't know where it was, out of Arizona, so I don't know. But they had to make a landing somewhere. I don't know if it's landing in Arizona or wherever, but I guess the pilot died from takeoff till wherever they were going. They had to divert the flight.
Remind me not to get on any planes anytime soon.
See? Junior's on my page. Exactly. Yeah. Nope. Not a fan of flying.
Hey, what's been the latest on the Bomber Nation message boards? I mean, I know... Yeah, you had mentioned... Justin, what's up?
We had said the young kid Ryan's car's for sale. What's his name? The
23
Vargas. Yes, Ryan Vargas is up. Yeah. And now his truck, I just read his truck is up for sale, an Irwindale spec truck.
Oh, he's got a spec truck? I didn't know that.
Is up for sale as well.
I wonder what he's going to go into.
Actually, man.
Is that what's up for sale?
The number 11 Superlight. He'll be driving it next year at the Bullring.
Oh, no way.
This is what I got that's up for sale.
Well, that's because you didn't put thebombernation.com.
Yes.
After all these years, you got to put thebombernation.com. It's on the side of your car if you haven't noticed.
Oh, let me go outside.
Irwindale Race Truck. I'm sorry. Mm. It's 305 crate motor with 9 races, new spring shocks.
Justin?
Mm-hmm. I'm good. No? I'll say I'm a bomber.
Is that why I can't get my email? Because I don't put on in front of wheels
exactly.
Now.
Exactly. What's wheels now? I can never get my email.
Email wheels now. No wonder I can't get my email.
Dang. I go on there once in a while to look for stuff for sale. I go there first, look at the stuff for sale, then I go check out everywhere else, see what's going on there. It's pretty cool. We're going to take a couple minutes to go look on thebombernation.com website. So
everybody,
a couple minutes of silence.
Get on there.
Okay, get on there and take a look. Let's see. Justin, what are you saying here? Holy crap.
Good answer.
Half the bombers must be pissed off at you.
Yep.
I can't believe what you're saying. I don't think you're going to be allowed back out next year.
Well, while you guys are reading on the Bomber Nation, the final two of 2015 point standings for the Bullring came out. I'm just going to read top five off. Congratulations. Super late models, Scotty Gaffarini, Dennis Rock Jr., Chris Trickles, Stan Mullis, and our one and only Miss Kaylee Barker. NASCAR Superstocks, back-to-back champions, Jason Kaiser, Matt Larson second, Ryan Vargas, Johnny Spilotro, and Robert Negrete Jr. The Bombers, as we said before, congratulations, Aaron McMoran, Martin Sullins, Court Connell,
Michael Grebe and Jason Merlino for your NASCAR Grand American Modifieds. Jason Irwin, Doug Hamm, Vinny Raiucci, Pat Petrie, and Marty DeLuca.
And that's Vinny Raiucci Jr.
Thank you. I knew you would correct me.
Yes.
Okay. Legend Cars Pro, Peyton Saxton, Brian Grandin, Ryan Iyer, Matthew Barnard, and Cheyenne Schindler round out top five. Legend Cars Master, Michael Todd Glazier, Randy Bedeau, Gina Tillman, Gary Sherrill, and Brian Lane. Legend Cars Semi-Pro, Devin Lane took championship there. Brian Williams second, Ricky De La Rey third, Ricky Lewis, and then Jordan Dean round out top five. Young Lions, Legend Car Young Lions, Cameron Morgan, Caden Carlin, Diesel West, Caden Honeycutt, and Matt Mead. Thunder Cars swept all 10 races this year. Eon Anderson back in championship again. Travis Boyle second, Chris Bosley third, Doug Germano fourth, and Mark Anderson fifth. O'Hanley Bandolera Outlaws, Kyle Jacks, Philip Root, Mason Charge, and Dylan Smotherman, and Aiden Green. And congratulations to Mr. R.J. Smotherman wrapping up the championship for the Bandolero Bandits. Ethan D. Guerrero, second, Brody Warren, Matt Cunningham, and third, Kyle Keller. And those are your top five for all the divisions out at LVMS Bullring this year for 2015.
Congratulations. And, of course, in December 5th, the banquet to honor all the drivers that raced in the Bullring this past year. So congratulations to everybody. Of course, October 23rd and 24th at LVMS at the Bullring, the Fall Classic. Open comp, last chance races for super late models, super stocks. It's going to be a great night of racing. Also, the fall classic,
November 20th.
Championship night for the Tour Series coming up.
November 21st.
Right? Oh, yeah, 21st. I'm sorry, you're absolutely right. 21st, of course, you got the Southwest, SRL Southwest Spears Tour Series or whatever. Leaks Oil Modified, S2 Late Models, and the USAC Midget Series, their championship night out here at the Bullring on November 21st. This weekend, PVS, October 10th, fall. Is there? Oh, no, that was last. They finished it. They have a race this weekend.
On that
right?
November 21st race, with an exception of the Lucas Oil Modifieds, there's no local cars like super late
no,
models.
No, just the touring series.
Yes, all the touring series.
All the touring
series. We went
series.
Out and saw that mm-hmm. 3 years ago. Awesome show.
Always a ton of cars
yes.
come out. Great,
yes,
great night
man.
Of racing. So.
Championships had stage on it right in the infield.
Yes.
So remember that?
The, for
yep.
the Southwest, the Spears cars.
Cars.
Yep.
Yep. I don't know whether they'll have that out there this year because Tim Richter took the infield walls down. I don't know whether they're going to have a flatbed out there unless
they
more barriers back out there again to protect it.
I but, like it. I like that they pulled the inner walls out. I mean, that was a long time coming for that.
Getting oh, it saved my front out. End once. I can
yeah,
tell you that.
It's. I don't know why they didn't do it years ago. I've always wondered that. I remember when they first put those inner walls out, they were like pushed way out. I mean, they were close to the track
yes.
at that one time, and it was terrible.
Way out there.
Oh, my God. So I was glad they even pushed him back. But, yeah,
I'm glad
to see him gone.
I'm glad to see him gone.
Me too. Glad to see
there
those.
There was one time I spun out in oil, and I like to tell Danny, you know, generally I don't spin out. I don't go fast enough to spin out by myself. That if I'm spinning out by myself, there's something on the track that's going to make me spin out.
We don't know where that oil came from.
You know?
Nor do we care.
So, you know. If those walls were there, I would have totaled my front end. I went around so damn quick, and then it bit and shot right into the infield. You know, and I saw a number of cars this year head into the infield.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't tear a lot. It just not just me, but there was quite a few vehicles that were saved from going nose in or rear end
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah, I'm glad to
you
see
know,
those.
Great move, Mr. Tim Richter. And a better viewing.
Well,
for the fans, on the track,
when you're racing, and you can see up into the other corners when you're out there racing, you can see what's happening.
The backstretch.
Exactly.
You know?
Absolutely. Great point. Better viewing, not just from the stands, but obviously for the racers out there.
Yep. In the tower.
And the
calling
tower.
Races, you know? It's especially for those little bandolero cars that, you know, they get to the inside wall in 2 and 3. You can't pick them up out there. And the car goes in, don't come out. Where the hell it go? Yeah. And it's up against the infield wall. Backstretch wall.
Maybe we can see some figure eight races coming up. Huh?
Bomber
figure eights?
You're about the fourth, fifth one that I've heard that from since they pulled the walls.
Oh, that's funny.
It says, wow, maybe they should go figure eight racing. And not bombers, no.
Well, you know, they can get the guys in the orange show. They have professional, I would call it professional figure eight racers, because that's what they do. And they've had cars come down from Washington before that are actual, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Just like, demolition guys
or whoever.
The car is
built
for
that.
Those are fun to watch.
Oh, yeah, always was. I went out to Islip. Suffolk County and Riverhead, and they had figure eights out there. So Islip was noted for figure eights.
They used to have the street stocks like down in Saugus run what they would do is you didn't have to run it, but they gave bonus points if you did run the figure eight races in the street stock divisions down there.
Irwindale used to do that once a month back in 2006. We had a figure eight car that I went down with every race.
Those guys were running modified figure eights.
Yes.
I'd like to see the bombers and give bonus points for any bomber driver that wants to run the figure eight race. That's what I want to see.
It's easy for somebody to say that sits in the stands.
That's going to be a good race for JJ because his car is built.
Screw you.
Ford tough. It's built Ford tough, so he can race figure eight racing. And it's 3,800 pounds. You're not going to move very much against a 3,400 pound car. 3,800 pounds. So.
Now, if I had my tuna boat, that'd be a different story. If I had my Buick,
bonus
deuce and a quarter.
Bonus points. It could have boosted somebody with 13 points behind up into the top 10 spot.
God knows. Could you imagine I had that? They go to the weight rule this year, and I roll over the scales at 4,200 pounds.
They're like, what the hell? Hey, it's a figure eight night. What do you think?
And the whole thing is, that car was gutted to the tilt. And it's still rolled over 4,200 pounds.
Unbelievable. From Demolition Derby guys that say, hell no, I don't want to do a figure eight.
It went through.
Some of these guys just going around in circles scare the shit out of me. What do you think they're going to
That's true.
What do you think they're going to do on a figure eight?
It is actually a technique to figure eight racing, believe it or not.
Yes, there is. And Lord knows, after watching Gary run the skid plate car, there's a lot of technique that
he had his own mini figure eight races going on with those. It is a skid plate figure eight. Race.
All I've
that?
Got to say is if anyone thinks that car is easy to drive, it's not.
Oh, I can imagine. But
it was fun.
Skid plate figure eight racing. Let's see
he
that.
He didn't even take it out. Yeah, I was in the pits with him, and I was like, oh, I hope he gets on that track so I feel safer. I got walls and fence in between.
Well, that was funny because that brings up a good point. Once you get off the track, you got to get it to the pits, let alone just on the track spinning out.
But we got a $500,000... an RV that's sitting next to us, and thank goodness they didn't see him come out of the pits with the car.
Oh, crap.
I feel bad for that girl that drives the 34 plus too, because she's right at the
exit right
when
you come
ramp.
Out. That's true. That could have been
better. I never seen her before.
Katie, go to KayleeBarker.com. Of course, we're out of time again as usual when the fun gets going. Time runs out. So we'll see you here live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at onworldnow.com. Appreciate you being with us. See you next week.
Have a good night.
Thanks for listening.